Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 15th of February 2025. Today's topic is Order from Above. Our text today is taken from Genesis chapter 35 verses 1 through 7. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Verse 3. And let us arise, and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. Verse 7. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him, when he fled from the face of his brother. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 35 verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. In this study, we see the command of God on Jacob to go back to Bethel. It was not a call from Laban, his uncle and father-in-law, but from above, Jehovah El Shaddai. Obedience to God's call requires courage, faith, and promptness. All these Jacob displayed as he motivated and mobilized his family for a journey that would change their destiny forever. According to T.D. Jakes, obedience to God's call is the key to unlocking your destiny. Jacob promptly obeyed the order from above to relocate from the arena of sin to a holy place where he would serve him with his family. He went further by ensuring that all the strange gods which were in their hand and all their earrings which were in their ears were buried in the worldly and idolatrous Shechem before his full exit. Are you comfortable with any property of the world in your possession? Are you being lured into the assemblies where ungodly practices are incorporated into God's worship? The order from above is still the same. Come out from among them, and be ye separate. Quote for the day. Obedience to God's call requires courage. The challenge for today is, if the order is from God, obey promptly. Prayer. Lord, grant me the grace to obey you without delay. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.